they're getting prepared for it. They're on the threshold of doing that. And notice verse number 10 of Exodus 14. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you this today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And the Bible said, for the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold ye peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward. Let's pray. Father, we do love you tonight. And Lord, I ask you, dear Father, to show us mercy and illuminate our mind and our heart, dear Father. And I ask you, dear God, to give me that enablement from the Holy Ghost, that Christ be exalted. And Lord, I thank you for the good singing tonight. And Lord, thank you for the prayer time and the offering. And I thank you for each one that's here and every request of prayer that's been brought before, spoken and unspoken. You know the needs, and we just pray your will be done in it all. And Lord, we love you and we praise you for everything. We need you tonight. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen and amen. Again, I've got a message called Moving Forward in this text. But tonight I'm going to give a little twist because it's a different thought. And I'm going to preach on the must of moving forward. One of the hardest things to do after we had been bound, beaten, or besetted by something is to get away from it. A lot of folks, they are bound by a particular sin. They're bound in a particular relationship. They're bound in particular things that has had them beat down so long that they refuse to just move forward. As Israel, over 400 years in bondage to Pharaoh, the Egyptians, that's all they knew. You talk about 400 years in bondage to Pharaoh, and they didn't know how to move forward. And the Lord knew within themselves they didn't know how to move forward. But God sent a deliverer. God sent Moses. God had created him, brought him into this world, and for such a time was this. We know the story of Moses, how that he was a goodly child, and we know that the Pharaohs were killing the newborn babies and of the Jews, and they hid Moses, and at the end, when they couldn't hide him anymore, they put him in the ark of bulrushes, and Pharaoh's daughter found him, and he was raised in Pharaoh's house. Isn't that amazing how God worked that out? Oh, yeah. God put him in a place that assured him life. Are you listening to me? Right. See, God put a hedge around it. Because he had a purpose for it. And folks, you and I, we weren't born on this earth for nothing. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Some of you might be here tonight and you say, you know what? I was born out of due time. I was born in this situation, out of that situation. My parents really didn't love me, didn't want me. You know, you might can say that, but I'm telling you this. You're here because God wanted you here. I don't know how your situation is, and I feel sorry for some folks, what they've been born in, and not people not caring, but God cares. And he put you here. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Ain't nobody here by accident. Amen. If he's the giver of life. So here they are. But the day come when it was time for them to separate from their past life into a new life. But we understand fear set in. And I thought about this. Israel, we read it. They were hesitant. They were hesitant to move forward. And I believe there's three reasons why they were hesitant. Number one, it's very, very, obvious. They were bound by fear. They would not move forward because they're just too afraid to move forward. Are you listening to me? Now, when I mention not moving forward from a relationship, I wasn't talking about the marriage bonds. I was talking about if you dating somebody that you know God ain't in. I didn't want to make no confusion of that. I didn't want four or five people telling me, so you know, I've been saying that. I didn't like my husband no way, so I'm out of here. That ain't what I'm preaching. So don't say the preacher gave me the green light. No, he didn't. I felt the Spirit of God said, you need to back up on that. Bound by fear, then they were belittled by familiarity. You know, that's all they knew. They were familiar with bondage. As a matter of fact, you stay in something like that a long time, you'll get used to it. You know, it's just like a job. You take a job in a plant where it's very, very hot inside those walls. I've worked in them. And, you know, when you first go in there, begin to work, you think you're going to die. Now, over time, it's still just as hot. You sweat just as much, but you adapt to it. Even though it's still awful, even though it's still that way, but it's the same way the children of Israel have gotten. That's all they knew. They didn't know anything better. So they didn't want to move forward because they were bound by fear. They were belittled by familiarity, and then they were blinded from the facts. When they kept saying, Moses, why'd you do this? There ain't nobody in no graves of our people in Egypt. Here we are, blah, blah, blah. And Moses had to remind them of what God was going to do. See, a lot of times we won't move forward because we're blinded from the facts. God was able to help them. He's able to help us. God is bigger than the foe. See, they had their minds so hooked on Pharaoh, they didn't think anybody could defeat him. But see, they didn't realize God is bigger than the foe. And then they didn't realize it was going to be God that was going to fight for them. And he reminded them of that. I'm going to fight for you, and you'll hold your peace. You just move forward. And so tonight, if you're battling with that very thing, it's time to move forward somewhere. It's time to move forward, maybe in your Christian life, a position somewhere or something. I don't know what it could be. And these three things have kept you at bay in a place maybe of disobedience, and you're not moving forward like the Lord has commanded you to do. Maybe you're bound by fear. Maybe you're belittled by familiarity. Maybe you're blinded from facts. Now, I've got four things I want to share with you, and I'm finished tonight. Four things. What can we do? What must we do to move forward? Now, I'm going to be all over the scriptures. It's nothing new. It's nothing, you know, it's nothing that you don't already know and so forth. But I want to share these things with you. Now, the number one, I thought I had this one marked. Number one is actually in Philippians 3. I know that verse. The first thing you got to do to move forward is forget the past. You've got to forget the past. Folks, If a sin has already been dealt with, you have truly repented, you have truly gotten right with God, whether it be privately with God and or publicly with man, and that thing's been dealt with, stop letting the devil use it to keep you at bay and keep in your mind that God cannot, will not use you anymore. Now, I understand there's some qualifications of pastors, deacons that may would hinder you from that office. But folks, I hope you know that's only two things. In all the work of the Lord, that's just two things. And there's a whole lot more needs to be done than them two things. Are you listening to me? So you must, Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, I reach forth to the things that are before. I press toward the mark, the prize of the higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. Can you imagine how Satan probably tried to keep Paul at bay with his past? You listening to me? Stop letting your past be a factor in moving forward. not everybody here, but a lot of folks here, you wouldn't dare want people knowing stuff about your past. I don't. You don't. Come on now. So, get this. When Satan brings them up, tell him God's already dropped the charges. Tell him God's already dropped the charges. You got, hey, once, now I'm not telling you not to repent. You can't move forward from your past if you've not gotten something right. It may not be just that. You may have been through a bad situation in your past. Something bad in your past. Something horrible happened to you. And the devil, and boy, your flesh has kept it on your mind, and it's keeping you from moving forward. You go to God every day and say, Lord, enable me to put that behind my back. Do not, hey, don't let me use that. Don't let me stay there and just wallow in that position or that predicament or that situation, that bad thing that happened to me. Lord, please don't let me keep that in the forefront of my mind and heart where you cannot use me. It's time to lay it down. Amen. Now, I say this as pastor. Anybody here that holds something that you were, something you once did over your head, and they act like you can't be used of God and look down on you, you let me know about it. We don't do that here. We don't do that here. I mean, Galatians 6 is pretty clear, isn't it? If your brother be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, you go to him in a spirit of meekness, to restore him, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. And I don't mean to get off on this. God knows my heart. But I've seen people put a family down for something that maybe their children were doing or something that's going on in the family, maybe between the husband and wife. I've seen them put them down and treat them like dirt after that. And the whole time I'm watching this, and I'm saying, you're dumb. You're not smart. Because you're glorying in another brother's fall. Or you have put them in a place where they can never get back up. And if you have a heart like that, you better hold on, because the next family, the next individual will happen to be yours. I've seen it. I've seen it. You better be humble. Amen. You better pray that God would touch them and help them and get them right. But I'm just telling you, to move forward, you must forget the past. You must forget the past. Maybe you're an adult, but as a child, maybe your parents didn't do you right. Forgive them. Get past it. Maybe a spouse didn't. I'm not telling you to run back to the situation. I'm just saying, forgive them. Let God do a work in your heart. Because I promise you, if you do and do it God's way, you'll be the victor. You'll stand up with the prize. Are you listening to me? Amen. But don't let your past keep you from moving forward. Then notice secondly, not only you must forget the past, but you must have faith in the promises. Have faith in the promises. Now, over in the book of 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 4, the Bible says it like this. For an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Then he talked about other places, those precious promises that we have. Folks, you got to remember, they moved forward just like Israel. And in this text, God was making them promises all this time. And when they got to the other side, and in Exodus chapter number 15, when they sang the first recorded song in the Bible, is Exodus chapter number 15, and they begin to sing that song. They're rejoicing. And you know what got them there? The faithfulness and the promises of God. Miss Linda said it best. Our only job is to be obedient. Our only job is to do what God said. Do it like He said, when He said it, just do it. He said, hey, move forward. He said, you don't even have to fight. All I need you to do is move forward. Church, that's all. Hey, Christian, that's all you need to do. Right. Obey God, move forward. Amen. Do what He says, when He says, how He says. He's already made you promises. You ain't got to lift a sword. You ain't got to try to struggle for it. You ain't got to fight for it. Just move forward. He'll move the obstacle. Hey, folks, He moved the Red Sea. Now, you're telling me that we have a God that can part the Red Sea. On either side, it wasn't nothing but jello. It was congealed. Ain't that what the Bible tells us? And they walked across on dry land. They wasn't in ankle-deep water. They didn't have to wade. They were on dry. I believe when that crowd come through there, through the Red Sea, I believe there was dust flying. And you telling me, God's telling you to move forward, and you need to forget your past, and you need to remember His promises. Whatever's in front of you, He'll move it. They had a sea in front of them, mountains around them, an Egyptian army coming from behind them. And God said, just move forward. I got the sea, I got the Egyptians, and I ain't worried about the mountains. Just move. Just move forward. Just keep going. And you know what? When they stepped in, God parted that water, and they walked across on dry ground. And when the last one got across, that bunch that was trying to destroy their joy and to keep them held back from obeying God and moving forward, God took them out. They never saw them again. Let me tell you something. If you serious about, I know I need to move forward from this. I know I need to move. I know I need to go. God's telling me to move forward in this. And you're worried. Their main thing was the Egyptians. Here they come. See, there's always going to be a crowd going to try to keep you from moving forward. Always going to be a crowd trying to hold you back. What I need to do, don't even look back there at them. It doesn't matter if they can hear them screaming at them. We're coming. We're going. They're going to be screaming at you. You're crazy. Why are you doing this? You don't need to do that. Hey, just keep moving forward. If you move forward far enough, you'll not hear their voice anymore. They won't be a hindrance to you anymore. They won't be a stumbling block to you anymore. But you have to stop letting them make you stop a minute and listen. Stop listening to them. Stop being afraid of them. It doesn't matter what they say. They can't stop God from helping you. They can't stop God from moving you. If you'll put one foot in front of the other and move. It doesn't matter who's behind you trying to stop you. It doesn't matter what they say to discourage you. Just keep moving forward. Amen. When the last one got across, they never seen that bunch again. Never seen them again. Never had to contend with them again. Never had to fight with them again. Never had to be under bondage again. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. There's some people in your life tonight that simply got you under bondage. They have got your mind in such a place of bondage under their little rule that you can't do nothing without their say-so. I've been preaching something tonight. Somebody needed to hear. Somebody may have you under their thumb. You want to move forward with God? You want your heart right. You want to move forward. You don't want to be back. Egypt's the type of the world. Pharaoh's the type of the devil. You don't want to be controlled by that bunch anymore. You want to move forward. For all that time, they had Egypt under their thumb. They had them under the thumb, and then it began to make it worse on them and worse on them and let them know, you can't do nothing without me. Somebody's got you like that tonight. Somebody's got you like that tonight. You're scared to move. You feel like you got to have their permission before you can go forward to God. Hogwash on that. You move forward. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they do. Don't listen to them. You ain't got to listen to them. That bondage is in your mind. God's setting you free from that. That bondage is in your mind. Hey, don't listen to that. You keep moving. I believe as they were singing that new song, dead bodies of the Egyptians was washing up on the shore. Every time one of them old soldiers would wash up, they'd sing a little louder. Shout a little louder. Praise the Lord a little louder. Amen. God is taking care of our enemies. Amen. But take care of yours. Just keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. Do what God tells you to do. It doesn't matter if they applaud you or they heckle you. Just keep doing what God told you to do. Amen. It may be just you and God for a while, but you just keep moving forward. God's made you promises. Then notice thirdly, to move forward, you must forget the past. You must have faith in the promises. Then you must find your place. Now, preacher, what do you mean on that note? Well, I believe Brother Bud quoted this Sunday in Romans chapter number 12. See, once you forget your past, you've got it right with God, it's under the blood, God has taken care of it, it's gone. And now you have faith in God's promises, you're moving forward. Now, as I move forward, see, Israel's moving forward, what are they doing? Going to their place. You understand a 2 weeks journey ended up being 40 years, but that was their own stubbornness. But they were headed to a place that God had for them. You're listening to me? I'm using that as a picture. Paul said like this, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know what amazes me? God can take an imperfect person and do his perfect will. I mean, that's just a side note here. That's amazing. God can take an imperfect person and perform his perfect will with that person. Right. So let me put this in here. I got so much going through my heart and mind. Stop saying, I've just been too bad. I'm nothing. Hey, without Jesus, we all are. Amen. Do you believe the blood of Jesus cleanseth you from all sin? Amen. Sure it does. You believe you're justified, declared righteous in God's sight? You keeping your heart right? Moving, hey, just keep moving forward. And you keep moving forward and God will put you in the place He wants you. He'll put you in the place of service that He wants you. Everybody, like I didn't say it, there's more things to do for Jesus than preach and deek. Come on. There's a lot more to do. I believe the Lord said if we give a cup of cold water in His name, we wouldn't lose reward for it. Amen. Amen. Now, some things we do for God, you say, well, that ain't glamorous. That ain't in the spotlight. Don't matter. God's the one keeping score. Brother David's coming to a close with the Kentucky ministry. And for all these years, for what, 27, 30 years, and ain't nobody beating the door down to pick that ministry up. His phone ain't ringing off the hook. Somebody say, I got it. Now, God may lay it on somebody's heart to pick it up, keep going, and that'd be a blessing. But you know what? It ain't glamorous. It's a labor ministry. It's a sacrificial ministry. But either way, the Lord showed Brother David that's his place. And so don't think, well, what am I going to do? You keep moving forward. God will reveal it to you. See, all they had to do was keep moving forward, trusting God, and God was going to reveal the place, the promised land, that where he had them, where he wanted them. And the Lord will do you the same way if you forget your past. If you have faith in his promises, you'll find your place. You'll find your place. You will. Again, I only have myself, but the Lord called. I surrendered to preach August the 5th, 1989. And by the grace of God, I'm telling you all this by the grace of God. I ain't bragging on Tommy, because Lord knows I can't brag on Tommy. But I just tried to move forward. Ended up on radio station, ended up nursing homes, and the Lord sent me to Bible college, and I was trying to move forward and be about the Father's business. Even through all of that, working full-time, going to school full-time, still had radio ministry, still had nursing home ministry, and young preachers, you can do that.
Right.
And the Lord don't bless lazy.
Right. Right.
Get a hold of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Lord don't bless lazy. Amen. Amen. I know they wouldn't get four or five amens, but I'm just telling you,
right.
God won't bless lazy.
Amen.
But from 89 to 1997, I did a lot for the Lord. Got to run some revival meetings, got to fill pulpits, got to do all this stuff. But I was still, by the grace of God, trying to move forward, going to the place that God had for me. Now, folks, I'm going to be honest with you. When we finally arrived at that place, it wasn't like I thought it was going to be as far as what God was going to do. We was in a little store building, not a storefront, a little store building. No indoor plumbing. We broke every law in South Carolina, but we didn't have no sense to know it. We was right there on the side of the road. Nobody said nothing. But you know what? God said, "This is the place." I was content as I could be. As a matter of fact, if God wanted me still there, I'd still be there. But God growed it. The same place, but a different location. Same place, a different location. So I'm just telling you this. Don't get frustrated as you move forward, if the Lord don't show you the place or what he wants you to do the first day.
Amen.
The Lord, my second year of Bible college, the Lord settled my heart on pastoring. He put a pastor's heart in me. Don't try to pastor unless the Lord puts a pastor's heart in you.
Right. Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And so, he made me wait. What can I do? Keep moving forward. You see, God's give you promises. And I promise you, if you trust him, keep moving forward, he'll put you in the place. He'll put you doing what he wants you to do. Notice lastly, and I'm done. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. You must forget the past. You must have faith in the promises. You must find your place. And then lastly, you must follow the precepts. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. See, if you're not growing, you can't continue to move forward. You'll give out. Because the farther you go, the harder the journey sometimes. The rough of the terrain. And if you're not growing, you'll never get to where he wants you. You got to follow the preceptor. You got to get in the word. You got to stay in the word. And as the Lord opens the word to your heart, he reveals the truths that he wants you to know, and all that, he'll be able to move you forward. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. These young men that's going to preach Sunday night. I'm sorry, y'all, excuse me. Picking up my trash. They're nervous. They're scared. Oh, I remember that. My first sermon was 7 minutes long. It went on for a little while. I couldn't preach much over 10 minutes. I was telling them I'd done a sunrise service for Brother Wayne Price one time, and I was done preaching before everybody got out of their cars. Amen. Brother Price said, you don't preach right now. You can preach a 30-minute sermon in 7 minutes. I talk fast. And I got some gouging. But eventually God got me where I needed to be. And I told Taylor, I said, Lord ain't wanting you to get up here and preach like no Billy Graham or nobody. You're going to preach like God has you. Amen. Well, God, you're going to preach like God has you. All we want is truth. Now, I'll have a problem if y'all preach something besides that. But I don't believe you will. Amen. Amen. Church, ain't these young men around people that love them? Amen. We for them? Amen. We praying for them? Amen. We're going to shout them on? Amen. Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. We'll do all our preachers that way. Amen. We've got to follow his precepts. If you're going to move forward, you got to keep with what God said. The opinions of man, don't listen to. Now, there's safety in a multitude of counselors if they're counseling you through the scriptures. But maybe here tonight, it's time that you move forward. It's time that God he's trying to break you away from that which has you in bondage. He sees that individual or that thing or that situation has you in a place that's hindering you from being and being where and what he wants you to be. It's time to move. It's time to move. I wouldn't let, you listen to young people, I wouldn't let some old boy or girl hinder me from following God. Hey, there's too many of them out there for you to let one do that. I mean, really? Who does he or she think he or she is? Move on. Move on. Well, I can't, preacher. He's just so good looking. Yeah, I was too one day. Look at me now. They change. Then you'll say, preacher, I knew you back then. You was not either. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's just so beautiful. Yeah. In a few years, you're going to say, time hadn't been good to you. You better do what God said. Don't let that crowd keep you held back. Right. Don't let them do it. Don't let anything, anybody, hey, if you got a word, God wants to grow you. God wants to use your life. God has something for you. How do you know, preacher, you're still here? You're still breathing. There ain't nothing in your past God can't take care of. There's nothing in your path God can't take care of. Are you listening to me? And God will get you to the place if you keep moving forward. Let's all stand. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, the altar is open. Thank you for your patience tonight.